第7項
It has always been difficult for the people of the world to communicate with one another, as there are hundreds of different languages. During the 14th, 15th, and 16th centuries,Latin was spoken by most educated people all over the world. And Latin then served as the international language. As time went on, more and more people became educated.But a smaller proportion of them spoke Latin. A new international language was needed. As France was the most cultured country, French tended to be used as an international languageIn higher society. But as Britain was prosperous and powerful, English was also used internationally, especially in industry and commerce. Some other nations objected to a particular nation's language.Being used internationally. It was felt that there ought to be a language that everyone could use, not tied to any one nation. Several languages were invented for this purpose.Among them, the most popular was Esperanto. Yet they were never very widely adopted, largely because English became rapidly more widely used as the result of America.Growing so rich and powerful. Eventually, English became so common that, regardless of its origin, most countries accepted it as the international language. So today,A Norwegian will write to a Chinese in English, and a Malay uses English to talk to a Belgian.